I'd like to welcome everyone on today's AP Rala monthly call on the 22nd of January at 0500 UTC. On today's call we have Holly Raich, Maureen Hilliard, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Renalia Abdul-Rahim, Edmund Chung, Winthrop Yu, and Yanis Lee. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc has also just joined us. Apologies noted from Hong Sui and Julie Hammer. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Gisela Gruber. And apologies, Pavan Budrani is on the call as well. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Holly.
Thank you, Gisela. In terms of the agenda, which is on our Adobe Connect, from the last meeting, I did send out the monthly report that had a report of the meeting, and there are no real action items. So we'll go right into the update of the Beijing Organizing Committee. And those of us who have just been on this phone for an hour will not need this update, but there are a couple of people who have not been there. So just to refresh for everyone, or for them, and to update the new people, what we are looking on, the main items for Beijing, one is plans for our AP Rala showcase and reception, which will be held on the Monday evening, the 8th of April, from 7 to 9. We've had a bit of discussion as to whether that is an ICANN function or whether really it's more of an AP Rala open to everybody, hope everybody attends function. And the implication for that was that there were different costs in terms of sponsorship and so forth. We have decided it is an AP Rala showcase and reception, open to everybody, hope everybody comes, and the details are being worked out by Edmund and Maureen Hilliard particularly. There will be a template letter sent out to all of you from Maureen asking you particularly about the showcase and how each ALS can participate in the showcase. So start thinking about how you will showcase your ALS as part of that showcase evening. Another item will be capacity building, and that will be largely part of the fellows and newcomers. But again, the template letter that will be going out will ask you what your particular ALS needs are for training, for education, and so forth. So please respond to Maureen when she sends that letter out. The other big item that we have planned for Beijing will be what we're calling a multi-stakeholders policy discussion. That will be held on the 8th of April on the Monday from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. And we've come up with a list of about 10 topics which I will circulate to you. We're asking everyone for what their thoughts are as to the two or three main policy items that we should be discussing, and what Renalia will be suggesting, what I'll be suggesting is your thoughts and a rating as to its relevance and importance to AP Rala and to ICANN. I would mention specifically for AP Rala, we will also be holding our April meeting at Beijing, and it's been scheduled from 1 to 2 on April 11, the Thursday. And there was some objection to that until Heidi pointed out it will be a luncheon meeting, in which case everybody was happy to attend. I think that's all on the Beijing. No. There will be a separate meeting which is being organized by Hong, and that is essentially for Chinese. It's being supported by the Chinese government and by CINIC, I think. I think that will be held on the Monday lunchtime. That is something that Hong is working through and she will be writing us about that. So that's where we're up to with Beijing, and I think the most planning has to come really in relation to the showcase, and we were depending on all the ALSs to have something to for a showcase for that kind of reception in which we're inviting everybody. Now, are there any questions, or have I missed anything? And since Edmund and Maureen are both on this call, have I omitted to say anything that needs to be said about where we're up to planning Beijing?
Holly, this is Maureen for the record. Just if I can just add, I think that you've covered everything for me. I think, you know, especially say asking if everyone can respond to the questionnaire, the template which actually goes out, that would be really awesome. We just want to ask Heidi just one thing. With regards to sort of like opening up and that the budget actually increases, if we have a basic budget that covers what we sort of like want just for the displays, which is basically what the AP Rallo event is about, the displays, some relevant speakers who will be invited, and we would like some recommendations, and I'm assuming that Fadi and perhaps someone from the board, but if there's anyone else that has to be included, we really need to know that. But any expenses that include extra catering and like the size of the venue, that I think it's just a clarification that that is not coming out of AP Rallo budget as such.
This is Heidi.
Is
correct.
That correct?
Maureen, yeah, correct. So currently the travel, the budget for the AP Rallo event is strictly for flights, accommodation, and a stipend. So the showcase, no, and also this is all included, all the meeting spaces are all included in that, the logistics, the services, the interpretation. And I do want to point out that the multi-stakeholder roundtable, the showcase, all can offer interpretation. And that's within the cost. There's no extra cost to this AP, to the AP Rallo budget. So we've spoken with meeting staff, and if you decide to go with just a showcase as a smaller version, not the ICANN-wide welcome reception, they are thinking it would be in the large ALAC room, which it's a large room they're going to be allocating for the ALAC meetings, and immediately outside is a beautiful foyer. They said that's where perhaps the tables could be. And if interpretation and if speeches are needed, then everyone would be brought into the ALAC room, and that's where the interpretation and the speakers would be. I hope that's clear.
That's excellent news. Could, Maureen, does that answer some of your questions?
Thank you, Holly. Yes, it does. Thank you very much, Heidi. I think that sort of like does clarify a lot for us. It's just that I don't want Edmund to sort of like, you know, be overwhelmed with too great a budget, which goes beyond what we originally planned. And if ICANN's going to help us with the larger event, then I'm really fine with that. Thank you.
Excellent. And could I just pick up what Heidi has put in the chat room? The lunch that we're going to have for the AP Rallo on Thursday, it's probably a BYO, so with any luck, there'll be McDonald's nearby. We can all bring to McDonald's or whatever. And also a note from Renalia. She's given a link to the roundtable discussion, so please put your input into that, because at the next Beijing organizing meeting, we will be finalizing the two or three, the two or three topics and speakers for our multi-stakeholder policy discussion, and we would really appreciate your input on that. So just have a look at that link, and I'll probably also send out an email with the topics if people could just please have a look and a think as to what you think are the two or three top things we should be talking about. Now, AP Rallo participation in Beijing, we've done that. Policy advice development page. Olivier, would you like to actually talk to this briefly? Well, not briefly. What is out there for comment, what we've commented and so forth. I would very much appreciate hearing your voice. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Holly, and it's Olivier for the transcript record. Can you hear me?
Beautifully.
Ah, fantastic. I'm using Adobe Connect today to dial in, and it's also pretty early in the morning over here. I was enough. Anyway, the policy advice development page, right, we have, and I'm just going to try and fly through this and not take the 20 minutes that we have allocated to this. We've got three recently approved ALAC statements documents. Actually, we have more that have been approved recently, but the three which are listed here are the Trademark Clearinghouse Strawman Solution. That was something that was drafted out of this solution that was basically put together by a small working group that included the CEO of ICANN who was leading the discussions. So we have commented on the solution itself, but also on the process by which the so-called solution was found. Where we felt somehow shortchanged because many of the discussions were face-to-face and there was no funding to do this face-to-face. So our views were not really represented as well as they could have been face-to-face. The second one, the protection of international government organization and international non-government organization identifiers in all GTLDs. This is the famous Red Cross Olympic commitment discussions, which were rather heated in recent discussions on the ALAC calls. The good thing about it is we had already made a statement regarding that subject in the past. As a result of this statement and, of course, many other statements as well, I guess, that other parts of ICANN made and individuals also made, a working group was set up in the GNSO, and that working group continued to engage the community and also engaged at large and basically asked a whole set of questions, and these are the answers that we provided over to the GNSO. To that working group, and I gather that working group will be taking this into account in its work. In fact, I know that they have, because we were, I think, the only part of ICANN that was in time with a full set of replies, which meant that the recent meeting of the working group only had that proposal to discuss, which is great. Then finally, the ALAC démarche to ICANN. This one was a note, effectively, to the CEO, and that was to do primarily with one of the problems in the visas that we had in Toronto. Several of our members on the nominating committee, for example, were not able to make it over to Toronto due to visa issues. And we're basically just asking that ICANN takes extra care in choosing the locations for its face-to-face meetings, so we're not faced with this thing where we are all working hard to, in anticipation to a face-to-face meeting, and then some of our members can't make it. The current statement is currently being developed. Now, there are several of these that are at various stages of voting. And the first one, the IDN variant, so International Domain Name Variant Top-Level Domain Program, the procedure to develop and maintain the label generation rules for the root zone in respect to the IDNA labels. It's the second public comment draft, and ALAC is voting on this. So I have to thank both Rinalia Abdul-Rahim and Edmund Chung, who are our leaders for the IDN working group, to have worked out a statement and proposed it, and the vote is currently underway. A very, very thorough statement. If you're interested in internationalized domain names, I suggest you can click on this on the agenda and on the agenda page, and you can have a read at that. And of course, join the IDN working group if you're not already part of it. Amendments to Article 6, Section 2.3 of the ICANN bylaws, DNS Root Server System Advisory Committee, RSSAC. This is the another advisory committee that's currently changing its bylaws. We are considering a statement at the moment. There will be a discussion later on in the ALAC call, which will take place for Asia. I think it's tomorrow. For me, it's later on today.
Mm-hmm.
And we will discuss whether a statement will be needed or not. If any of you has an idea, point of view, then you're very welcome to make it here after I finished my list. Preliminary issue report on translation and transliteration of contact information. Again, also ALAC is considering a statement. A statement on WCIT outcomes. That's ALAC is drafting statement. Actually, I'm currently holding the pen to draft mm-hmm. a statement on this. The what I'm planning on doing is to first release a report of a more detailed report of what happened, what were the main sticky points, and what were the points where consensus was actually reached, and then come up with a set of recommendations with the community on what ICANN should do. Now is the time to seize the opportunity to make use of the outreach potential that At Large has. And so there are several things which our community can do to go out there and bridge the gap between those who understand the multi-stakeholder model and have actually been actively engaged in the multi-stakeholder model, and those that have not actually been actively engaged in it, that might have tried to dip their toes in it, but not been welcomed to the table as well as they should have been, or at least not even been fetched to come and join the table. Anyway, I've probably said a bit too much. This is forthcoming very soon. The report of the GNSO Working Group on Consumer Trust, Consumer Choice and Competition. The ALAC is drafting a statement at the time. Evan Nibovich is holding the pen. There is a first draft that is out there, and there's going to be an amendment of this draft, and hopefully within the next week that statement will come out and the vote will start. And then the WHOIS PDP Working Group, ALAC is currently voting on this. There are more public comments that are underneath, and we are considering making a statement on each one, except those that are marked no statement. Some of them are a little technical or are very niche. I'm not going to read through all of them. You can see there are quite a few. What I do ask is if you think that any of these really requires a statement, then you drop me or drop a note to Holly or to Rinalia, whoever's going to be on the ALAC call later on today or tomorrow for you, and that will be of great help. And of course, if anybody wants to volunteer to draft a statement, to be the pen holder, so you basically, you hold the pen and you do a first draft, you propose it out there, and then you will receive a lot of replies and a lot of help by others who will tell you, you need to change this, change that. And you can also ask for some help to incorporate the comments in the draft. And then that's it. You've got your name up in lights later on for posterity of having held the pen on an ALAC statement. Great, exciting. Thanks very much. Any questions? I'm open to answer them now. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Does anyone else have a question? Because I have a question. People are allowed to raise their hands, but they didn't. Bad luck. On the straw man, Olivier, I've certainly followed all of the discussion on the list. Have we had any response over the, not so much what we had to say about the straw man proposal, but about our virtual exclusion from what appeared to be closed door discussions?
Yeah, thank you very much, Holly. It's Olivier for the transcript record. There is a little bit of delay between Australia and Europe at the moment.
Yes.
All amount of time it takes for an answer. It obviously seems to be because there is no reply yet regarding possible exclusion from those talks. I mean, the thing is, the line that's currently being held is, well, these talks were open, they were open to everyone, and you were all invited in participating. However, there were several rounds of these talks that took place, and the first round that took place in Brussels had not even included at-large. So it was a pretty bad start, and it's only thanks to a number of people who had known, who were in the GNSO and knew about those discussions, and funnily enough, from even some sides of the table who might not even agree with many of our points, they actually notified us and said, you know, we really think that it would be a fairer thing for you to join this as well. I'm not sure whether you know about it, but we noticed you weren't there last time. That is a terrible thing to happen. Apparently, it was just an oversight, and so there doesn't seem to be any will to exclude at-large or the ALAC, any conscience will to exclude them. On the other hand, it seems to be something that was put together rather fast, whilst it's appreciated that, you know, there are several issues which have been lingering around for a long time and that are not moving forward. This one, for example, that we were speaking about, the rights protection mechanisms, another one that deals with who is policy. We are particularly mindful of the fact that if you do push too far on a top-down basis, you're not going to have enough bottom-up anymore. And this occasion, what the statement says basically is, we appreciate the fact that there's been some push, but at the same time, the bottom-up multi-stakeholder was somehow not broken, but we were put at a disadvantage in the overall scheme.
Thank you. One more question.
And just, Holly, before you ask, actually, and there has been no reply yet. And no formal reply has been received yet. But we will push for one, obviously. Although we did not ask specifically, please answer each one of our points, I will be sending a note to ask whether there is a follow-up on that. And, of course, I will be speaking to the CEO at some point before the Beijing meeting, so we'll be able to ask if there's any point that he wishes to make on this. Thank you.
Thank you. One more question, and it has to do with, I think, your statement on WICCET. Now, on our Beijing call, we are looking at identifying two or three topics that are of particular relevance to AP Rallo and ICANN, to have speakers on that topic, on the topics that we think are most relevant. I was saying in the Beijing meeting, I've attended a very informal briefing by one of the Australian delegation members, and I have to say I took a deep breath and thought, I'm not sure there's anything that comes out of that briefing that is actually relevant to either AP Rallo or to ICANN. From what you say, The one thing that perhaps comes out is about a multi-stakeholder methodology. Is there anything else that comes out of it, or should we be looking at, can you think of other issues that come out of WICKET that are actually relevant for AP Rallo and for ELAC?
Yes, thank you very much, Holly. It's Olivier for the transcript records. The WCIT deals with a whole, or has dealt with a whole range of issues, which went from internet access, but all the way down to mobile communications, all the way down to fixed line communications and telecommunications.
Yes.
It really is a telecommunications agreement between member organizations and governments. Sorry, I should say member governments.
Thank you.
That's what it is. They do have some sector members. They you can count them. There are not that many of them compared to the number of governments that are involved in there. So it's an inter-government discussion, which they call a multilateral discussion. So if you speak about multi-stakeholderism and the World Congress on Information Technology, and by extension anything that happens at the International Telecommunication Union, the ITU, effectively you're speaking about two different models. The ITU is not multi-stakeholder. So you've already gone around the you know, you've got your answer. You don't need an hour to discuss that. Now, on the other hand, also, if you want to discuss the WCIT outcomes, only a small segment, a very small segment of what the World Conference on Information on International Telecommunications discussed dealt about issues of domain names and numbers, which is what ICANN does. ICANN's mandate is to coordinate the domain names and the numbers. It's a tiny little speck of dust in the overall spectrum of the discussions. And it's something which was settled very early on. There were proposals by some countries to perhaps have countries assume some of the responsibilities that ICANN is assuming. These proposals were turned down and were quickly put to the side. So the overall outcome does not affect the functions that ICANN is doing. Furthermore, I would also say that you know the discussion on WCIT is highly politically charged as well.
Yep.
You might have seen some of the follow-up afterwards. Some people in the U.S. are asking for the ITU to be defunded. Other countries, don't like us, then we'll cut them off. Others from other backgrounds are basically saying, well, we didn't get what we wanted at the WCIT, but we will get it because we're going to have some more conferences that we can, where we can put our ideas across this year and the year after, etc. So it really is an ongoing discussion. And it is highly politically charged, and you do have to be mindful that China and internet sometimes don't mix that well together on a number of things. Sorry, China and open internet is difficult to mix sometimes for various reasons, some of which I can understand, and we obviously then need to exercise caution on these things. The WCIT discussion, well, I don't know if it's something that's really important to local users. I would have thought that perhaps IDNs was something that was particularly important. I would have thought that several other issues which affect ICANN directly, and which are actually coming out of ICANN, are things that might be of interest to locals.
Thank you very much for that. Certainly, it sounds like that topic kind of went down to the bottom. But, you know, I will listen to other people, and we could be proved wrong. Never mind. Are there any other things that we should be aware of before we perhaps let you go back to bed or have a cup of coffee or something. Or Renalia? Sorry, Renalia, you have your hand up.
Holly, I realize Renalia has had her hand up for a while, actually. I apologize for having ranted.
But apologize to her. Renalia?
Thank you, Holly. And two things, and Heidi reminded me about that, actually. It's just a note to AP Rallo that if the community feels that they need more briefing or information about IDN statements that are up for public comment, then they should ask for a webinar. Because, you know, this will help further their understanding about the topic. And we will only organize this webinar if there is demand from the community. Otherwise, we will proceed as normal. The other thing is, across the various discussion lists, I've noted heated debates about who is. And Holly, you are an active participant in that.
Yes,
sure. What would be really useful for the community is that if there is an objective analysis of the various viewpoints, that would be really, really useful. And I was wondering if there is a mechanism of getting to that. And finally, I note that Siranush is online, and I know that Cheryl is online as well. Perhaps an update on NOMCOM issues? Thank you.
Thank you, Renalia. Welcome, Siranush. And Cheryl, your hand is collected, is, even though I don't see it, I've been told it is up. You're welcome to. And by the way, thank you, Olivier. Cheryl? Her hand is not up. Okay. Well, in that case, did I remind people, by the way, that on the AP Rallo lunch that is scheduled for Thursday, Heidi has reminded me on the chat that, in fact, we may be bringing our own lunch, even if I'm not going to share my Big Mac with Renalia because she doesn't want to. Next item on the agenda, let's just see. Sorry. Somebody's taken my agenda down. In this case, I think the agenda... Are there any other items? Because, I know what I was going to say. There is a third item that was on the agenda last meeting, and we didn't get to it. But we can get to it now. Every so often, I have trouble finding things on the website, and it's just a little bit of trouble getting there. So Heidi and Sylvia and I had a very instructive probably hour on the phone where in fact they came to agree with me. I am proposing, and perhaps Maureen you might take this and see what you think and where it might fit in, but perhaps as part of either a general assembly or even perhaps as something that we can do at ALAC to go through the website and find out where things are so that all of us can contribute, because if we can't, if particularly for the new members of AP Rallo and the new members which we actually have both from Urallo and Norallo, it may be useful to have a session in Beijing about even an hour just so that we can all be on the same page on how to find stuff on the website. So I know that I had a lot of trouble. Now, Maureen's telling me Cheryl had an action item. Maureen, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Holly. I won't take long about it, but I did remember that Cheryl did sort of mention earlier that she had another action item or another item to bring up. But I think it would be great. The website issue is something we perhaps might be able to just add, you know, let ALS's... provide some feedback for us, perhaps, in the questionnaire I'm going to send out. So probably timely. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. And if Cheryl, your hand is up. Just a tick. Does your hand up mean that you just are happy with that, or
I'm
do you have?
Cheryl here. I'm happy with that, but I did want to point out that the Technology Task Force, as Heidi said, is holding a training session in Beijing. Therefore, why not just throw our people into it?
And Maureen, that goes back to you, and maybe it's something that when people get the template letter from Maureen, I will certainly be putting down this is what I want, and I think everybody else can too. This would be part of either capacity building. My only question on capacity building is that some of that is actually scheduled at the same time as ALAC meetings. And if we actually want to involve existing ALAC members and existing APRALA members who are attending, then we need to schedule something as part of that meeting and not as something that is separate from, say, a fellows meeting or newcomers meeting. So, Maureen, I guess, can you make a note of that? And maybe this is an agenda item for ALAC, which is dessert for people.
Thank you, Holly.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, thank you, Holly. Yes, I will. I will make a note of it, and and keep everyone in touch. Thank you.
That would be great. Thank you very much. Now, at this stage, we have gone through all the agenda items. Does anyone have any other business that they would like to bring up?
Yes, I do.
Cheryl.
Okay. Cheryl from Transcript Record. A very small piece of any other business, but one that I'm particularly keen to have a short deliberation on, and a couple of at-large structures attending this call say, yes, we'll be in on it. There is going to be a discussion introduced in the ALAC meeting later today, but will be ongoing through Beijing and possibly, heaven forbid, but it possibly even may go beyond. I might as well just give up and say, and beyond. And it's got to do with it's a twofold issue, which boils down basically to a audit / ratification of existing at-large structures. Those who have been recently accredited, obviously, have had their due diligence and everything else done, and have only, they're all fresh and bright and shiny and nothing has changed. But some of us mouldy oldies, like the Internet Society of Australia, have been here practically since the year dot, before there were RALOs. There's going to be a very near future need for all of our at-large structures, ICANN-wide, to prove their ongoing right to exist, I guess. It seems to me, for a couple of reasons, the energy that will be coming out of having the Beijing event for the APRALA gathering, and the fact that I know that on one hand I could name a whole bunch of our at-large structures who would be shining examples of not only meeting all the criteria but being above and beyond the call of duty. I'd like to put forward three or four at-large structures from APRALO to pilot an audit system and to be part of developing, in a small work team, a fair and reasonable auditability and due diligence recheck. I would like to think that I should have no problem putting ISOC AU forward. I would like to think I have no problem putting ISOC forward. But I was rather hoping that we might get a couple of others to get forward as well.
Sure.
That's something I think is hugely important. It's going to loom up on ALAC very, very quickly, and we may as well lead and show how it can be reasonably done and solve several problems in one piece. Thank you, Holly.
Thank you. Sir Noosh, your hand is up.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Do you hear me?
Yes, very well, thank you.
Yeah, excellent. So a couple of updates from yesterday NOMCOM call. We have discussed a couple of issues, such as how we are going to assign non-com appointees to GNSO and CCNSO councils. We have some requests and guidance from CCNSO and GNSO councils. So we were discussing those, and we're also discussing to use external recruitment to help in selecting the best candidates for the board. A couple of outreach events which are coming, so we have a couple of several meetings in Paris taking place via there is MAG, ASEAN MAG meeting and UNESCO meeting, so there is a top 10 party planning to take place there. There is some Asia-Pacific people, Asia-Rala people who are traveling. Our non-com person is traveling to Singapore for EFICOT, so there will be a couple of presentations from non-com during that period. And we were discussing also our Beijing staff to have a chance to meet with all constituencies. So we will have... also, our record card, which I will send as usually to you via email. That much for now.
Good. Thank you very much, Siernish. Is there any other is there any other business, or can I let people off 10 minutes early? We can do that. Okay. The last item would be a finalising for the next meeting. If I could ask for Heidi or Gisela a meeting, a doodle to be sent out, and I imagine that will be... is that Tuesday the 18th or Tuesday the 23rd?
Holly, Gisela here,
yes,
for the record.
Gisela.
Just to confirm, you'd like a doodle sent out for which call?
Just for the AP Rala, it's usually the fourth Tuesday of the month, isn't it?
Yes, correct. Next call is scheduled on Tuesday the 26th of February at 0500 UTC.
Thank you very much. So that's 26th February at what time, sorry? 0500?
East Lethier, 0500 UTC.
Thank you very much. And I hope that we talk to everybody. But in the meantime, you please have a look at the items for discussion on the multi-stakeholder session in Beijing and give your thoughts to that. And when Maureen actually sends out a template letter seeking your input, would you please respond to her so that we can continue planning our Beijing meeting. So thank you, everybody, and we'll end early. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone.